Unit 26, A Reasonable Doubt. The courtroom was silenced by the loud strike of the judge's hammer on the desk. He yelled for order in the court and called for the next case to be brought before the jury. Jury. The prosecutor. Prosecutor. Read off the case number and began to summarize the facts of the accused party. Accused party. On the side of the defense, a smartly dressed lawyer sat beside a middle-aged man in a suit. Allegedly, he had stolen money from a local bank the following weekend when the bank had closed for the evening. The prosecutor assured the jury that the defendant was guilty and that they would agree with him once the time came for them to make a decision. The defendant's name was Roger. He swore to the police that he was away on business that night and that he had friends who would attest to his alibi. Alibi. However, as the days passed, they were unable to get in touch with the friends Roger had told them about. The reason that he was the police's number one suspect was that Roger had access to the bank's lock combination since he worked there for over 6 months before changing jobs. They questioned him for about 5 hours the morning after the robbery to try and get him to admit to his crime. In the end, he called for a lawyer, and it was decided that they would need to settle the dispute. Dispute. In court. It was going to be a tough case since Roger had already been to civil court 2 years earlier when one of his clients sued him for property damages during a delivery. Roger hoped that this would not negatively impact the jury's perception of him. The defense attorney stood up and made his opening remarks, stating that Roger could not have possibly committed the offense. Offense. Further, he stated that the prosecution had no witnesses. Witnesses that could identify who broke into the bank. He felt confident that in the end, the jury would see Roger was in fact innocent and was wrongfully accused of robbery. The trial lasted only 2 weeks, and on the final day, the jury of Roger's peers went into the back room of the court to make their decision. They came out and passed the judge their verdict. Verdict. Before reading it before the courtroom, Roger crossed his fingers in anticipation and was very nervous to hear the words coming out of the juror's mouth. In the end, he was not convicted. Convicted of the crime due to a lack of credible evidence. Roger breathed in a sigh of relief that he was not put behind bars for a crime he did not commit.